You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner has an appreciation this morning for a Civil War commander who feared horses but proved to be a compassionate and innovative leader.
One of the most famous Union cavalry raids in the Civil War was led by the most unlikely of commanders. Benjamin Henry Grierson was born to Irish immigrant parents in Pennsylvania in 1826. He grew up in Ohio and later moved to Illinois as a young man. When he was 8 years old, he was kicked in the head by a horse and almost died. Grierson became terrified of horses and never trusted them again. He loved music and became both a teacher and a municipal band leader. Grierson, his wife, and their 7 children would probably have lived a typical 19th century life had national events not changed his destiny. When the Civil War began, Grierson volunteered as a staff aide to General Benjamin Prentiss. He was promoted several times and eventually commanded the 6th Illinois Cavalry Regiment, fighting in Tennessee during the Shiloh and Corinth campaigns in 1862. The next year, as the Army of the Tennessee began its efforts to seize Vicksburg, U.S. Grant prepared to move his army from Louisiana east across the Mississippi River in the largest amphibious operation in history prior to World War II. He ordered Grierson to draw off Confederate cavalry as far to the east as possible. Grierson led 1,700 cavalrymen of the 6th and 7th Illinois and the 2nd Iowa Cavalry Regiments in raids from LaGrange, Tennessee, down through Mississippi. These raiders rode 800 miles, destroying railroad property, cotton, and military stores. Grant's plan worked. Grierson's troops created so much havoc that the Confederates did believe this was Grant's big push. Grant crossed the Mississippi River uncontested. With Confederates everywhere, Grierson could not return to Tennessee. To avoid capture, he pushed toward the Union territory at Baton Rouge and reached the city 17 days later. Grierson's raid gained headlines throughout both the North and South. This expedition was the basis for John Wayne's 1959 movie, The Horse Soldiers. Grierson was breveted to brigadier and later major general and led his cavalry corps successfully against Mobile in 1865. Following the war, Grierson decided to remain in the Army, returning to the rank of colonel. He organized the 10th U.S. Cavalry Regiment, composed of African-American troopers with white officers. This regiment gained fame fighting Apaches throughout the West. The Buffalo Soldiers, as the Indians called them, earned a reputation as one of the toughest units of the United States Army. Grierson commanded Fort Riley, Kansas, and Fort Gibson Indian Territory, what is today Oklahoma, and then Fort Concho, Texas. He selected the site and laid out Fort Sill, also in present-day Oklahoma. Grierson gained additional recognition when he saved the life of General William Tecumseh Sherman, who was visiting the Indian Territory. A raiding party of Kiowas attacked and almost succeeded where the Confederates could not. Grierson is credited with opening the land west of the Pecos River for settlement, defeating the Indian leader Victorio, the chief of the Cheyenne Band of the Chiricahua Apaches. He later commanded the Department of Texas, the District of New Mexico, and finally the Department of Arizona. He was promoted to Brigadier General in 1890 and retired that same year. Grierson returned to his home in Jacksonville, Illinois, and in 1907 he suffered a stroke from which he never recovered. He died in 1911. This most unlikely of warriors, the man who feared horses, proved to be a compassionate leader, a fearless fighter, and an innovative commander. Today, we honor his life, which proved that history matters.